When wildfires burned through the Northern California city of Santa Rosa early Monday, they forced two hospitals to evacuate. 200 patients were moved to other hospitals. One of them was a woman in labor. From member station KQED, April Dymbosky has her story.
Days before there was any sign of fire, Nicole and Ben Viem were just waiting for their baby to arrive. Nicole's due date came and went, and her doctor called her into the hospital to induce labor. That was Friday.
So we were very excited at that point. And then day after day after day happened with not a whole lot of progress.
On Sunday, with the third attempt to induce, the contraction started.
And then finally, I'm in a great rhythm. We're all excited. They're talking about breaking my water.
The contractions were spaced so perfectly, you know.
This is Ben, Nicole's husband.
Things are rolling. We're getting good checks from the nurses.
They put on some music.
A little bit of opera.
Just when they turned on Pavarotti, the hospital power went out and the generators clicked on. Out of nowhere, fires had started ripping through houses and businesses in Santa Rosa. Smoke started to creep inside the hospital, and the nurses said the surrounding buildings were in flames. They had to evacuate. But Nicole had just received an epidural.
So I couldn't walk or move, which was just not cool. Like, I didn't like that part of, I felt really vulnerable.
The staff gave Nicole medication to stop her contractions.
So we were like, no. It was the worst. It was the worst news.
Then Nicole had to wait again for an ambulance. It was hours before dawn on Monday, and by the time her turn came, she had to share the ride with another woman in labor and a third with a newborn in her arms. That left no room for her husband.
The charge nurse explained that this is a disaster. We're following disaster protocol, and no spouses or birth teams or anything are going along on the ambulance.
Ben waited for the city bus and was soon reunited with Nicole at the next hospital, about 5 miles away. By that point, her labor was at a standstill. Monday evening, they agreed to a C-section. On Tuesday, they cradled their healthy baby boy. Their house is okay, though the restaurant where Ben works is gone. But for now, they're just thinking about their son, Adrian. They even entertained some middle name nominations from their friends.
Adrian Fuego Viem or Blaze Viem.
But Nicole is a big L.A. baseball fan, so Adrian Dodger Viem it is. For NPR News, I'm April Dymbosky in Santa Rosa.
This story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, KQED, and Kaiser Health News.